Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Dire Straits bringing us back. Mark Knopfler on lead guitar and vocals. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Marie Dubuque, great longtime member of our Brain Trust, certified life coach, etiquette, social interaction expert. Marie, thanks again for being here. Tell folks how they can find you online, please.
Oh, youtube.com/Marie Dubuque and on Amazon.
Oh, yeah, Amazon. Don't forget that. And that's D-U-B-U-Q-U-E. Four U's in that name, ladies and gentlemen. So check it out, Marie Dubuque at the end of YouTube.com. Okay, Marie, we're talking about what do you do when you kind of mess up with a coworker or a boss or that sort of thing. And we said to say, to apologize, to say I'm sorry, to you know, mea culpa, all the things we talked about. If you're the one at fault, so quickly, what happens if we're the one who was slighted and the other person was at fault and they don't seem to have a problem with it? What do you do about that?
Yeah, I'm going to say something that you may not agree with, but I want to hear from you too. But I would not necessarily confront this person because I have run across a lot of catty people in the office.
Yeah.
And I want to say, especially women, I mean, I'm going to put it out there because we hold grudges and talk behind people's backs a lot of times. Women have been the problems, at least for me in the workplace. Men seem to let things go, but the women don't. And so the more you confront them and you continue and it escalates, the worse the problem gets. So I would take the high road, let it go, and move on. And then look at this person like, okay, she's trouble, and then be polite but distant, professional. That's what I always say.
Yeah, you can be cold. You can be kind of give them a little bit of a cool response,
right.
And if they say something to you that they shouldn't have said, you can give them a little bit of a shake your head, smirk kind of thing, and then see how it plays out. Because maybe somebody's having a bad day. You don't want to come across as being thin skinned. And
right.
sometimes you rising above it makes you look like the hero and them look like more of a jerk.
Right. I had an incident because I do voiceover work, and
yeah.
I've been doing voiceover work for this one company for, I want to say, 15 years, and I've never heard any criticism ever. And then all of a sudden, about 2 weeks ago, I got an email, and she just lit into me, and I was about to get fired, and I saw my husband.
I never got criticism. One of the people at the company.
And he said, oh, it's a bad day. And it turned out that's what it was. I never
one of the people at the company lit into you?
Yeah. And then it turns out it was just, she just had a bad day because I never heard again.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, you could be having a bad day. And I said, okay, I'll fix this. And then never heard again. So you got to think, okay, if this is out of their character, maybe they're having a bad day.
Yeah. There's another thing that I want to touch on before you get away from us. You know, we talked about saying you're sorry. I have this belief, and I'm convinced of this. I do believe this, that women say I'm sorry too quickly, and men say I'm sorry too slowly.
Yeah.
Let me give you an example. Let's say that you and I bump into each other going along a wall. We turn a corner. We bump into each other. And I'm just going to stand there and smile at you and stand still and let you go around me so that we don't do a little dance there, right? I'm probably not going to say anything. But a lady is going to probably say, oh, I'm sorry. Well, you know what? There's nothing to be sorry about.
Right.
You see what I mean? I think ladies have I'm sorry on the tip of their tongue too much. I think
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I think men don't do that. And I think there's somewhere in the middle that's the right way, but it should be, to me, you should say you're sorry when it's really something you should be sorry for.
Because then you don't really mean it. I get it. And then let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do this too. I'm like, wait, this person slighted me 15 years ago and I'm still mad. So just let it go.
It feels good to scratch that itch though, doesn't it?
I'm like, wait, that person. And my husband will be like, wait, okay, what happened, when, and why are you still...
But now, here's the question, Marie. Do you ever say to your husband, well, I know, but it's not what you said, it's how you said it? You ever say that?
Right. But yes, exactly.
Now, that's
exactly
the one that drives, that's the one that drives me crazy.
We read things in more to how the looks on people's faces. We
and
read
sometimes
that more,
you read things that aren't there.
Yes, I know.
That's the part. I can handle anything except it's not what you said, it's how you said it. Hey, Marie.
We have to do this on another show.
I know. Tell us how we can find you again, please.
Oh, YouTube.com/Marie Dubuque. I love talking to you, Jim. Thank you so
much.
You too,
Marie. Thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. Marie Dubuque, ladies and gentlemen, she's always fun and informative when she joins us, and we're glad we know her. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.